And now, James Gravel.
Is it not hard for us to understand that when we sin, we suffer? But how do we deal with suffering that comes upon those who are innocent, like children, or those who have not sinned in a particular instance? Whether we like it or not, the truth is that a considerable amount of evil, pain, and suffering exists because of the bad choices of those around us. American-born terrorists blew up the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City in 1995, and 168 people died, including numerous children in the facility's daycare center. Foreign-born terrorists flew hijacked jets into the World Trade Center towers and the Pentagon in 2001, killing nearly 3,000 people. Had any of the people in the Murrah Federal Building ever done anything personally to Timothy McVeigh to provide him with some sort of justification for ending their lives? No, he had not. They were merely nameless faces whom he relegated to the status of collateral damage in his private war with the United States government. Had any of the people in New York City or Washington, D.C. in September 2001 ever done anything personally to the 19 terrorists from the Middle East, thereby providing them with some sort of justification for ending nearly 3,000 lives? No, they had not. To the terrorist, those people were just viewed as collateral damage in their private war with the United States. Why, then, did 168 people die in Oklahoma City? Why did nearly 3,000 people die in September 2001? So far as we are able to tell, did any of those people die because they did something wrong? No, they died because someone else did something wrong. Wouldn't it be nice if we could revoke the personal freedom of all the bad people in the world while simultaneously granting personal freedom to all those who are good? Naturally, I would fall into the category of the good, and so would you, right? But who exactly do we endow with the power to rescind the personal freedom of all the bad people? And even if we could come up with some halfway sensible criteria for doing that, how would those criteria be universally and fairly applied? Join us in our next program as we explore further issues like these.